White, Mary, Oakland, California, November 1st, 1877. Dear daughter Mary, we are at home again. We found home more inviting than any other place. We went up to Fred Harmon's last Sunday. You are acquainted with the place. Father drove his own team up, but after dinner he ordered his horses and, to our great disappointment, came away. He said he knew he could not sleep there. I felt badly, for it was just the place where he could sleep. But he took this idea, and nothing could change his mind. He felt in the greatest hurry to get away, and he drove his own team down those 4 miles of steep descent. Brother Cook's family were with us. These strange moves appear as they or it did in his last great affliction. If I could have helped the appearance of the matter, I would have done so, but I could not. This decided me that home was the best place for Father, so home we came. I am doing everything in my power for him, but I did feel for 24 hours about as discouraged as I ever did in my life. But it is over now. I see my work and stand under my burden, trusting in God. I found that I could not write, for Father wanted to be in the wagon all the time, regardless of wear of horses or my time. I was willing to get home. We enjoyed the trip, though, and Mary enjoyed it, and Lucinda. But 1 week's constant travel will do for a time. We have a trade to make today in purchasing a phaeton for us to ride around town. Father is now eating more liberally, and I think he will be better. My trust is in God. I hold Father before his throne. Do not think I am faithless or discouraged. I am not a bit of either. I enjoy the blessing of God, and I will not faint or be discouraged. For God lives and reigns. Mary, will you please to roll up my patterns of polonaise that Sister Belle Simonton cut out for me, and my patterns of sack, small sack pattern? I need my patterns. I have a bag of clover in the garret of office in a cloth bag, also a large paper sack of clover. Take care of these, if you please. Send me one bag as soon as the first opportunity comes. You may send me my green merino sack dress, also a piece like it in among my dry goods. Love to you all. Write us often as you can, if but a few lines. Mother.